Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
Well, guys, I'd like to start off with the Florida Gators basketball team.
They win a game last night?
Oh, no. They didn't, Joe. They lost to a team that didn't have any wins on the season in Texas Southern by a final score of 69-54.
Pretty embarrassing.
It's the first time a ranked SEC team has ever lost to a team from the SWAC conference.
The SWACker?
Yeah, they were SWACers.
Don't get weird with me this morning, okay? It's been like a few days in a row of like you say weird stuff. Right. It's just called the SWAC.
Texas Southern Tigers for the team.
Tigers had played 6 road games in 15 days to start their season. And
the Gators have some guys out, maybe?
A couple of guys
banged up or something?
Yeah, they just had a bad night.
Gators, by the way, 23.5-point favorites.
Yeah, lost by 15.
Going into that game. Yeah. Lost for the first time in 27 games against a Southwestern Athletic Conference team.
Yeah, kind of pretty embarrassing.
It's tough.
Yep. Bad.
Just a tough couple of weeks here for that whole university, huh?
Nah, I got our coach.
You hire a no-name coach and then you lose to a Division II basketball team?
I don't know if he's a no-name coach for a lot of people that follow football. He's been offered
I follow football as closely as anyone.
And you've never heard of him, huh?
Right,
never.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Right, right.
Look at his record last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
No, it's okay. You're good.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd be bummed out if I were a Gator fan today.
No, I'm not.
Or actually, I'd be bummed out if I was a fan of any other team in this state today. But
He's going to work really hard, and that's going to be an interesting one because I hear my man wants to get in here and do a better job down here than the guy that just got let go.
I didn't recruit, that's why.
And old Mario. This is going to be fun to watch, man. Be going after the same guys. They're going to have that same list out.
You talking about the Gator coach, too? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
I would say he better introduce himself when he shows up at places. In case, you know.
All right.
You guys, some people know who Mario is. What's the guy's name?
Napier. Yeah.
You knew that. But I just answered that onto your thing. Go ahead. What else you got?
Did you guys see so Jared Goff and his team got their win on Sunday, first win of the season. Did you see the video that his girlfriend posted?
Oh no.
Celebrating the win.
She is smoking hot.
Wow. Well, no. This is actually a good deal for Jared Goff. She was in the middle of shooting her SI swimsuit issue.
Oh, I didn't know she's that.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, she's that. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah.
That's double smoke show.
Right. Yeah, so like even while
that's hot.
While Jared Goff is freezing his ass off and losing a lot of games in Detroit, like things are still really good for him at home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So don't feel
when
too
when he throws
bad
three
for him.
Picks, he goes, you know what?
Yeah,
life's
life
not so bad
really,
back home.
Really
yeah,
good.
I got you.
What do you get paid every Tuesday, Joe? Is that what it
every
is?
Every Tuesday?
Yeah, I think that check's pretty
maybe
good
every
for
other
Goff
week.
Also.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, she's what we would call a 10, I think. Right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Show
you don't know?
I saw the video.
What do you think it goes up to 15 now?
Well, if you go in Google and just put Jared Goff's name, the first thing that comes up is Jared Goff girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it's got to be there, right?
Well, who's Googling the quarterback?
I'm guessing he didn't find her at Berkeley. I went to Berkeley. Girls didn't look like that at Berkeley. All right. I just wanted to get that in there. What else you got, Woody?
By the way, I got to tell you, I'm surprised, like, because, you know, she obviously started dating him when he was the quarterback of the Rams.
Well, then that's
being the quarterback of the LA Rams, a big difference being the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, isn't it?
That's why he decided he wanted to mess around with the best of Detroit against the best of Southern California.
Is that really a contest?
That's no contest. Okay. That's a knockout in the first 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah,
he may want to propose or something soon just to lock
I'm sure
lock
he's fine.
Up. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Back to the Manning cast, which I know you guys both watched last night, right?
Nope.
I watched it. It's excellent TV. So they had Marshawn Lynch on there a few weeks ago, right? And a
couple curse words.
A total of 2 viewers throughout the entire country wrote to the FCC to complain.
Just 2? That's it? I would expect more than that.
He dropped multiple curse words on the broadcast, and their email went something like this, guys. Said, I had children in the room. This is from a viewer in Georgia. I had children in the room at the time, and I'm very upset that ESPN allowed Marshawn Lynch to repeatedly curse on live TV. I have an expectation when I turn on ESPN that I will not have to remove children from the room.
Just watch the regular broadcast. You don't have to worry about that.
Listen, if you are a parent and you see Marshawn Lynch on TV and you're scared of your kid hearing a curse word, that's on you as a parent. You're a bad parent.
Right. I mean, there are 2 different broadcasts if you do see Marshawn on there and you're worried.
You know you're not getting it on the other one.
No. I think Steve Levy or Lewis Riddick's going to drop
it. Actually,
that's
pretty good. Only 2 for
yeah, right.
2,
that's
million
what fault, yeah.
2 million people will watch it or 1.6 or 1.8.
Yeah, but do you realize what kind of a special person you have to be to actually sit and do they have like an online complaint form? Or
man, I have answered the phone. I've told you guys I answered the phone one night, somehow answered the NBC phone. Somebody was complaining about somebody had a Spanish accent and they were very upset. And I ended up ripping this person.
Chose the head of HR.
And somehow by Monday, the president of, because I gave the lay, I go, yeah. She goes, what's your name? I'd like to do, I go, my name's Joe Rose. I don't like what you're saying. Like, get a life. If you don't like it, turn the channel, which is all big no-no.
Right.
So anyway, it was the first time and only time I got a chance to meet the NBC president of the whole company in New York because my general manager said, we got a little problem here. Did you blast somebody over the weekend? I go, yeah, I was defending somebody on our air. And they go, no. What'd you say? Because I didn't curse, but I said, get a life. And I went through the whole thing.
Change the channel and get a life will get you.
And anyway, I didn't go over. It did not work real well.
But your boss should have been the one to get in trouble, the person that scheduled you to handle
the phone
line back. Or the
HR
line.
It was me just back there, and I saw the phone. And I pulled a Joe Rose. I just picked it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought this was like a phone bank.
No.
Thing. Oh,
no,
wow.
I just literally was there, and, you know, not a lot of people work on a weekend, and I had a weekend, and I got, let me answer this. Hey, I was jacked up on coffee. Coffee
just bad
only.
Timing, huh?
And sure enough, it was somebody complaining.
So to say, when it comes to that stuff, you're not really the solution to the problem.
I'm not much for whining and bitching, man. I'm just not one of my favorite things for something like that. But I'd let you guys go today on that.
All right. More from Tiger Woods here, guys. Tiger Woods obviously had the leg injury, right, from the car accident. So he said he's been working on his chest and the upper body, and Tiger said that he's been able to bench press upwards of 250 and 255 pounds. Tiger weighs 185, and he's 45 years old.
Comeback season.
It's pretty good.
I think he's going to win the Masters.
You do, really?
Wow. I do.
There's a guy who really studies his golf that you think this guy's going to show up and win the Masters.
I do study my golf. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. You're the only one out there right now of people who, by the way, are in the golf industry. That's a waste of money, even if it's a buck.
I'm assuming, right?
He ain't winning the Masters.
No, he was, remember, we did this story in the headlines. He was one of the favorites.
God. How?
Because he's Tiger Woods.
I mean, listen, I'm hoping for a comeback season, too. But
yeah, he come out and said he can't hit it like he used to. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you ever heard of a hustle?
Right. That's what he's doing, huh?
Do you really think Tiger's got a chance to win the Masters coming up?
I think if Tiger plays, he has a chance, yes.
Well, he can play.
I don't think that he
since
would,
he's won it, he can always play.
I'll say this in all seriousness. I don't think that Tiger would enter a tournament and play if he didn't think that he had a chance to win.
Oh, I think his goal right now for the first time is not to win.
No.
Is to make a cut. That's what I think.
I don't think
his
he wants to be
is.
Some kind of novelty out there. I think he's only going to play if he thinks he can win.
I think I'd be happy just to get back out there.
I don't think he has that.
And
mindset.
I'll give you another one. If he thinks and that game ain't coming together, you might see an injured back right before that thing starts and pull out.
You rooting for him to not play?
I love Tiger. Like you know that. Don't get in that, but you just say stuff.
Okay.
Like Tiger's going to win.
The Masters.
Really?
Right.
That's good, Woody. That's real strong.
You know
that's doing your
really
homework.
Really exciting. I want to see Grayson versus Hoyt in the finals or whoever those guys are.
Who?
Final story.
Oh, that's
for
right.
You
shoot in the
80s
when you play it so easy.
It would be if I practiced that much. Final story this morning here. Tristan Thompson. You seen all this stuff? He's got, I guess the baby was born. Now, he's shut down some of the social media here, but there is a woman here that is claiming that Tristan Thompson offered her $75,000 to stay quiet about the baby here. This is, TMZ says it's the third child that they know of.
God.
That he's had. This is from a woman that he, I guess it was part of the affair time, but this was like at a hotel. He got with this girl a couple times, it says.
I just... The whole thing with Tristan that I don't understand because I watch this stuff, as you guys know.
Yes,
the thing I don't understand, you work like all off season to try to get Khloe back, Kardashian.
Right.
You work really hard to get her back. Meanwhile, you're banging half America. Like
having kids.
Like, what are you doing? Like, you're working awfully hard. Don't work so hard and just be her friend. You got a kid together.
Is he really trying to get Khloe back?
Look like it.
Yeah.
Be a hard one to sell now, though.
Right. Another kid?
This guy's going to have some expensive bills coming up, man.
Yeah, that's a lot. $75,000 to be quiet, and she said, nope.
Mothers will talk, too, about find out what each one gets. They want their kid to have
never
the same
either.
Everything.
Right.
Oh, God. Anything else? What have you done?
That's it.
That was a real downer right there, man. Mm.
Why? That's good. That's a great story. He's
Tristan thing or the Tiger thing?
No, Tristan's kind of a – that's a dirty
dog. I mean,
dog
you don't feel
right
bad
there,
for him,
right?
Do you?
He's not very – like, you got to be better at the game than that, too. Like, what are you doing?
That was one of the more positive headlines I've ever had, man. Like, the Gators just lost by as 23.5-point underdogs. That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff's girlfriend is, like, the hottest ever. That's great.
I mean, she's hot. Yeah, she is hot.
Two people complained about Marshawn Lynch, which is, it's a good number.
Okay.
It's a low number.
Tiger Woods is back. And Tristan Thompson's celebrating the birth of his third known child.
His third known child?
As TMZ nicely put it.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. All right, we got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff. And by the way, if you're just joining us, we are going to have Mauro Cristobal's press conference live at 10 a.m. right here on 560 WQAM, so you don't have to change the dial if we say something stupid over the next couple hours. Stay with us because we'll find out.
That's unlikely.
Mario, find out what Mario's thinking with everything coming up, the move that he made. I think a lot of people are going to be really curious to hear some of his answers today. As he is back home, no question about that. We'll have all that coming up right at 10 o'clock this morning. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries, man. They're part of it. Oh, boy, they're part of football right now. Boy, these injury reserve lists are just getting bigger and bigger. But it sure is nice to know if we get guys injured here in South Florida, they're in good shape because we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big and successful and really good at what they do, Baptist Health South Florida doctors. Oh, my gosh. Some of the top specialists in the business, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialist. And then it's in-house physical therapists to make sure the doctors and the physical therapists work together with one goal like they have for taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most. What I'm telling you is our doctors see those same sports-related injuries every day over and over again. Great experience and knowledge how to fix it quickly and get you back out no matter who you are. High school, college, professional athlete, or just an old has-been. It doesn't matter. Listen, we all want to get healthy again, and nobody does it like Baptist Health South Florida. You can see those same doctors. By the way, before I tell you how you can see those same doctors, I want to let you know right off I-95 and Pine Island, Dr. Swartzen and all those great doctors are up there ready to take good care of you right up there in Broward, right off 595 in Pine Island. You'll see the pineapple, and it's ready. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.